Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the broadcast this morning. I have my awesome co-host with me today, Professor Terry Benjamin. Good morning, Terry. Good morning. Okay, well, let me make sure I open his phone line. Looks open. Okay, good morning, Terry Benjamin. Okay, for some reason, I'm not hearing him. Okay, well, let's see. Maybe he's not. I think this is Terry Benjamin. I see a caller on the line, and if it is Terry, just inbox me on Facebook, and I will make sure that it is absolutely you. Oh, by the way, we have an awesome, powerful, powerful topic for you this morning. So we definitely want to bring Professor Terry Benjamin on. You know, he's here each and every Tuesday morning. We're here Monday through Friday, but Professor Terry Benjamin is here every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, he created the Book by Book Success Project, along with many, many other projects. He also has the Sexy at 60 and Beyond. He has what is entitled Sexy at 60 Project, which is very powerful. And this is where he's doing a study and for his documentary and ultimately his movie and his book, the play and everything, to teach people how that they are not to just go somewhere and shrivel up now that you're 60, that this is the best time in your life to really, really, really do some things that maybe you didn't have time to do before. You were busy building your career, raising your family, doing all kinds of other things, and now the children are grown. The grandkids are almost grown now, and, you know, one career has ended, but why not start now? Let's do what you really love. So, I think Professor Terry, and I do not have my phone on mute, because I have done that before, and therefore no one could hear, but that is not the case this time. Okay, let's see. Well, who do we have with us at the 848? Do we have someone with us at the 848 area code? If that is you, if you could just let me know that is you, and that way I won't think that it's Professor Terry Benjamin. I mean, sometimes we'll see. So our topic today, it's very, very, very dynamic topic, talking about the hunger inside of you. You know, and Les Brown says it best. He's like, you got to be hungry. And that's the question today. Are you hungry? And Professor Terry Benjamin is going to talk to us and let us know why settling for just enough is never enough, and that we ought to be going for more. We ought to be going for all the things that are who we really are. Who are you really, you know? Now, Professor Terry knows that this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. And he's actually going to be talking to us from a book, as a matter of fact. I will get you the name of the book until I can get him on the air for some odd reason. I'm seeing a phone number there, but I'm not sure if that's his number. I thought it was. Now, hopefully you can hear me. And he will inbox me if it is him, if he could inbox me. Or, Professor Terry, if it's you, you could call me, actually, on my cell and let me know that it is you. And for some reason, if you can't hear the broadcast. But the book that he is presenting to us today is by a Dr. Robin L. Smith. And it says that Robin L. Smith knows what it means to be whole and what it means to be hungry. So this is her latest book. It's called Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. Now, Dr. Smith, as I'm learning, she's a Dr. Robin Smith is a national TV personality. She's a best-selling author. She's an ordained minister. She provides lessons in self-care for those who are dying to be themselves, making the transformation that releases the power of true happiness. Now, you're going to, that's what the book that he wants to discuss today. And, you know, that's wonderful. That's great. You see, so I love how he goes out and he gets these books with the topics that I certainly believe in and understand and have written a book as well that just comes right out and says it. Release your power. 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. And so that's the title of the book, and we are very, very excited about that. But that's not necessarily the book that he's talking about on today. So I don't know if he is having any problems. I can't hear him. I don't have it on any kind of mute. So the only thing I can ask is that if Professor Terry, if you can hear me, that possibly you could hang up and dial back in. You know, this is technology, and as we all know, those of us who deal with technology sometimes, guess what? It doesn't work, okay? I remember I went into the bank about 2 weeks ago wanting to make a deposit, and they said all of our systems are down. You can't even make a deposit. And I'm like, huh? You know, you guys still doing that? Yes, they're still doing that. There's still the opportunity that that can happen. And certainly it had happened. So I heard the intro, and I believe that Professor Terry, so just hang in there. Don't hang up. Welcome to those, to you, if you're in the chat room. If you're in the chat room and you're signed in, you can actually make comments right there in the chat room. However, so we're waiting for Professor Terry Benjamin to call back in. But however, to make a comment, you would have to be signed in with your account. But we certainly welcome you to the broadcast. And today's topic, as you can see, I put it there in the chat room. The topic today is the hunger for more. And the way Professor Terry Benjamin puts it, why just enough is never good enough. And so we don't want to get into the position of settling. Settling for someone that we really are not happy with and at peace with. You know, when you can be at peace with yourself, you know, think about that. When you're at peace with yourself, now you're really onto something. You're onto something very, very powerful. But what we found is that so many people, they are not at peace with themselves, okay? And therefore, since they are not at peace with themselves, they're not living a really fulfilled, and they're certainly not living the abundant life. And so I like the way Dr. Robin L. Smith puts it. She simply says that some people are dying to be who they really are. So, and if that person is you, or someone that you know, then this is a great book that you want to recommend to them, like Dr. Robin L. Smith, who talks about being hungry. You know, you got to be hungry. In other words, to get to who you really are, it's going to take some work. It's going to take overcoming challenges. It's going to take overcoming all kinds of obstacles. You know, it's going to take a lot. And it's just like with food. You know, when you're really hungry and let's just say you don't have enough resources, you don't have enough sustenance, enough money, but when you're really hungry, you're going to get up and do things that you ordinarily would not do. When you're really hungry and you do not have all the resources that you need, what are you going to do? You're going to push harder. You're going to push farther. You're going to maybe take a job that you never thought you'd ever take, but you're hungry and you've got to feed. You know, your physical body will, after a while, you really need that food. So you're going to do whatever it takes. You're not going to sit back and just settle. So that's the same concept that we use for the living out our true potential, living out our true purpose in life and what we are, and utilizing. You know, I like to go even one step further when I talk about this, because it's going to be going further than your purpose. It is about using all of your talents, your skills, your abilities, and your gifts. Use them up. You know, I love the way there's a famous minister out there who says, you know, use everything you got. And some people would say, put it all on the floor. Or even my good friend Les Brown says, you know, live full and die empty. And so we know scripture tells us the same thing. We know that there were some stewards, and some of them used everything they had. They were rewarded. They got more. They were rewarded with a wonderful place. And the other person that did not use what they had was what they had, what one thing they did have was taken from them and given to the one that will do. So you got to go even beyond your purpose. And then I would even probably say that it is your purpose to discover and utilize every talent, gift, and skill you have. So there you have it. And this is Tuesday. You are absolutely correct. Every Tuesday on the All About Entrepreneur Show, which is, we're in the same time slot. We've just changed the name of the show. Before, I was just using basically my name, the Coach Louisa Show, but it's bigger than just Coach Louisa. It's all the entrepreneurs. It's all the entrepreneur in you. It's the entrepreneur in everybody. I went to a conference in Virginia, and I was transformed at that conference. I went to the conference January the 19th, the weekend of the inauguration. And Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday this year, January, I went to that conference. The conference was given by a woman by the name of Francine Humphrey, and she had her partners and her collaborators. She was doing her business women's conference, and Dr. Hayward Horton came from out of New York, which he's from Virginia originally, but he came and he did a wonderful job in showing us that entrepreneurship, it's more than just starting a business and owning and operating a business. And so I left there on fire. I mean, I left fired up. You're talking about girl on fire. I was on fire, and I came back to New Jersey, and I said, that's it. It's all about entrepreneurs. And I set up the show. I went in. I did a quick reintro to the show, stating the fact that this is the all about entrepreneurs. I began to look for entrepreneurs to come on the show, and then to also begin to do teaching about what an entrepreneur is. So, for some reason, I do not see anyone else on the phone line here. So, I am wondering how things are going. If typically by now I would have gotten an inbox or so from Professor Terry, and let me just quickly go to Facebook and say, ask him if he's on the line. Now here's where that shorthand works. You know, shorthand. This is where it really does work. When you have to send a quick message to someone, then you use what we call shorthand. Well, we were trained. And, you know, a letter here, a letter there, and that one letter means a whole word, right? That was shorthand back in the day. Well, back in the, 70s, the 60s, when we took shorthand. I don't know if we do that. We don't need to do shorthand anymore because the computer does it for us. But we were doing shorthand, those of us who were trained to be secretaries, administrative assistants, and things of that nature. Now, I just sent a quick shorthand message to Professor Terry, and we'll see what happens. But the topic today, again, and more than likely, since he was going to actually discuss the book, I can discuss the topic with you. I can't discuss Dr. Robin L. Smith's book because I have not read Dr. Robin L. Smith. I've not even heard of Dr. Robin L. Smith, so I cannot discuss her book with you. However, I can discuss the topic of being hungry with you all day and night, forever, because that is a topic that's very, very central to my message and what I do in the seminars as I go around and I help people discover who they really are, you know. So it's pretty funny. I love when he picks these topics that coincide with my book. Sometimes I wonder, okay, Professor, are you really saying that you really wanted to discuss Release Your Power? But, you know, so I just kind of joke around with him like that. But, you know, it's pretty funny, too, because I wrote Release Your Power in 2004, and it was Professor Terry Benjamin who gave me the courage to go ahead on and write it. I was pretty fearful of writing a book because I thought, you know, who am I to write a book? I'm nobody. I can't write a book, even though I wanted to. I wanted to write a book, but I thought, I can't do this. And we work at the same college, and so I was working at that time. I was a full-time employee at the college. I was in my office, and Professor Terry Benjamin was in the area because he was teaching one of the classes in that same area where my office was, and I just happened to be coming out of my office to take care of some business, and I see him, and I just take the moment to share with him that I had this idea for this book that I wanted to write, and I said, but I don't think I can do it. And so he gave me some quick instructions on what I should do, and I went and did it. And now, you know, so many years later, here we are. So So Professor Terry Benjamin and I, we go back really, really far. And as a matter of fact, we met in 1991, when I decided to transfer to Union County College. You know, here's the thing. I had done a whole year at Essex. I was doing well. And I really could have, at that point, transferred into Rutgers University. But I was led to continue because we had moved from Essex County and moved to Union County, and I could not stay a student at Essex County because I was no longer an Essex County resident, and therefore tuition fees, I would have had to pay out-of-town fees, which are, you know, triple what the in-town student pays. So I could have gone on to Rutgers at that point. Many, many, many students do come and do maybe 1 year and then transfer into a four-year school. However, it was not my destiny to do that, so it didn't even cross my mind. And I ended up going to Union County, and part of my destiny then led me to meet Professor Terry. So it just goes to show you that sometimes you just have to believe in yourself. Just believe that you are on the right path and that the path that you are on has many, many, many things that will help you get down to who you really are. It's a, you know, it's a journey, and like my sister always tells me, is that the destination is the journey. You know, we hear people say that success is not a destination; it's a journey. So we say the same thing. Well, just take it even beyond that is that the whole destination, whatever your destination is, it doesn't matter. It is the journey. So, you know, as you're going through your life, as you're going through, whether it's your career that you've had, whether it's a family that you've raised, whether it was a bad situation that you were in, at the end of the day, you can still become who you really are. However, you must do a few things before that can happen. So we will definitely have to, you know, bring Professor Terry Benjamin back on another day. Not quite sure what exactly happened. I know yesterday we couldn't have the show because of some technical difficulties. So now today I'm not sure what's going on here. Now, typically, when there is any situation like this, I typically hear from Professor Terry Benjamin. He sends me some kind of notice to let me know that if something was going on or that he couldn't be on the show. So I'm just wondering. But you know what? We do know how to pray, so we'll just pray that everything is fine, that there's, we'll just pray that there's some type of, you know, mix up, some little glitch. But we do know how to pray. That we do know. So that's when you'll hear us say that we don't worry, we pray, okay? You always have those choices. You can worry or you can pray. It's your choice. Now, people who worry tend to be less happy. But at least people who pray, you still may not get everything you want, but at least you're happy and at peace. People who worry, they have a double whammy. They don't get what they want, and they're not happy. So, you know, you make the call, you make the choice. I opt to pray because at least I'm still happy, I'm still full of joy, I still have my gladness. Now, the thing I'm praying about may not happen, but that's okay. So anyway, so back to you, and how hungry are you to achieve everything that you can with your life? How hungry are you to do that? In other words, are you hungry enough to write that book? You know, many of you listening right now, many of you have a life changing book in your belly, in your heart, or in your head, and you don't, in other words, even if you've written it down, it's literally, until you publish it, it's still in your heart, your head, or in your belly. Technically, let's just say, I know a lady who wrote a book or finished a book that her mom started, but the mother passed away. Okay? So you can have a book that someone else has written. So it was in their heart, it was in their belly, it was in their head, but then they actually wrote it down. So that would be a good thing, as long as you know where it's at, whether it's in the computer or in a booklet or somewhere. But many of you are, you know, best-selling authors, but you won't take the next step. And then there are some of you who are CEOs, business owners of some type of business, some product or service that you have to offer that could really change people, change the world, change your community, change your family, change you. You know, some of these things, they change us, and thereby, by changing us, you change a plethora of others, because tied to each individual are many, 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 many more individuals. Yeah, many more individuals are tied to you. And all you need to do is tap into that secret place. Tap into that, it's like that sweet spot. If you could just tap in, and all it takes is not, it doesn't take a lot, but it does take some depth. And one of the things that I believe Professor Terry Benjamin was going to talk about is that you just have to be hungry. Like, you have to really want it. You have to know that this is part of your purpose in life, is to be hungry and to become who you really are, authentically you. Okay, so, you know, I don't know, maybe God wanted me to share what I'm sharing with you right now. Obviously, the situation has been, you know, there's no mistakes, right? Everybody, you know that, right? There's no mistakes. It's only life. It's only life. See, the mistake would be if you weren't here, but you are here, so there's no mistake. You're here right where you're supposed to be. Now, what you get out of this is another story. That's on you. What you do with what you get out of this, that's another story. All right? So I just want to give a shout out to some of the people that have been attending our coaching sessions, attending our seminars. I want to give a shout out to all of those who are coming to our upcoming powerful 2013, our second annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. It's going to be held August the 24th. It's a Saturday, 9 to 3, just $30 for registration. You're not going to get a powerful conference like this for $30 almost anywhere. However, we understand economic times. We understand that people need a little break right now. And so we are happy that we are able to strategize. I'm a business major. Some of you know that. And I'm able to strategize and get us the lowest price, able to negotiate the room and get us some really nice place, the beautiful brand new downtown Marriott Hotel, brand spanking new, just opened October of last year, 2012, hardly utilized, but we're going to go in there and we're going to take over. I need 150 women and men. At this point, you can come with your money spends just as well. We have some vendor opportunities left. You don't want to wait because some of the vendors can only take one kind of vendor. So if you're in some of those network marketing companies, my company, Release Your Power, products are now being offered, and individuals can sell them on their own. We will have reps on hand, and we are excited about this opportunity. So definitely, definitely, definitely make sure that you get a hold of me on Facebook, or you can go to the website, Women in Leaders. womenleadersandentrepreneurs.yolasite.com. That's womenleadersandentrepreneurs.yola, Yola site, one word, .com. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs with an S. So go to the website, look around. You can purchase your tickets online. You cannot secure your vendor table online. You can download the vendor app, complete it, and send it back to me. Scan it into your computer, save it as a PDF, and send it back to me. You can't, obvious reasons why you can't pay online for the vendor tables, because some vending, not all, but some vendor opportunities, we have to make sure that we don't have any other vendor that has already paid, because certain network marketing companies will not allow two of the same rep for the same company in the same place at the same time. So that's all we have time for today. Be back tomorrow to our topic tomorrow. Speak your way to millions. It's going to be an awesome show. I can't wait. Make sure you set your dial. Get ready. Have a wonderful day. Birth that entrepreneur in you.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.